Hello, Jose. Hello, Dwayne. Hello, Billy. Hello, Ruben. A man is nothing without friends.
Boy, are you in a good mood today?
Yes. You know the nagging multiple personalities problem I had?
Yeah.
It is gone. I am cured.
You sure, Latka?
Yes. I knew you would be skeptical, so I brought my therapist so she could meet you.
Yeah. Yeah, please, Carol. Therapist. This guy goes to the therapist like a dead water. Look what you gave me, 3 2s.
Okay. Yikes.
This is Elaine.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Dr. Joyce Brothers.
And this is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
And this is Alex.
Well, hello there.
Nice to meet you, Alex.
It is. It's Dr. Joyce Brothers.
I gotta thank you. You helped me get through puberty.
Dr. Brothers, sit down, please. Join us.
Latka loves you all so much. He wanted me to meet you.
How did you come to treat Latka?
Well, I was on a phone-in talk show and Latka called. Since I'd never treated his particular dissociative personality disorder before, I offered to see him regularly.
Huh. I am very confident that Latka has the situation under control.
All right, well, Latka, way to go,
oh,
Doc.
Oh, so great to see you, Dr. Brothers.
Well, thank you.
Come on, I will show you where I work.
I'd love to see you.
Sit down.
I'd best be going. Latka, you have my telephone number. Use it whenever you want to speak to me. It's nice meeting all of you. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Brothers.
Dr. Joyce Brothers?
That's right.
I have a question to ask you.
What is it?
Are you visiting the garage, or am I on the Merv Griffin show?
We're in the garage.
That's too bad. Because I have a story that Merv would have loved.
Come on, sit down.
Latka. You know, Dr. Brothers, he told me it's okay. Now I can lead a normal life, and I can go to the job, and I can make new friends. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Simka to marry me.
It's wonderful. I love her. Oh, now, wait a minute. How come you don't look happier?
Because I'm not American. Where the wedding is nothing but a celebration for two people to being together. Simke and I are Orthodox. By tradition demands that we go through from the proposer to the last moment of the ceremony, we have to go through a series of tests. And if we fail even one test, we never to be married.
Kids. So why do you guys put up with it?
Well, because in my country there is a belief, and rightly so, that the only thing that separates us from the animals are mindless superstition and pointless rituals.
Well, I don't care what you say, Latka. I think it's great you're getting married.
Yeah, me too.
Great, yeah, it's great.
Fantastic.
Good, then you can be my Gewurzel.
Your Gewurzel?
Yes.
I'd be proud to be your Gewurzel. What is that, like a best man?
No, it is the one who has to propose for me.
Oh.
Usually as an old hag or a leper or the village idiot. But you're doing a pinch.
Latka, I just hope I remember everything. I mean, I had to learn a lot of ancient ritual in just 1 week.
Mm. Don't worry. You'll be fine. Once Simka knows that you are proposing, she will know what to do and she will help you.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, wait a minute. She's early, isn't she? I mean, that's early, isn't it? Listen, Latka, good luck to both of us.
Hello, Latka. Our date.
Hello, Simka. I have a special surprise for you.
Oh, boy, what is it?
I will show it to you now.
Oh, goody. That's it? You're just going to grapes at me?
Iskabedesco? Iskabedesco. Bushki, bushki. He's cook. He's cook. He's cook. Simka, I really don't know your language, so I'm going to have to do the rest in English. Is that all right?
Oh, that's okay. You do it in any language you want. I'm just glad you're not a leper.
There is our fine young prince.
You have to sing it.
Sing it? I can't sing.
You have to. You have to do it beautifully, or else she won't accept.
I can't sing.
You have to.
I can't.
Sing it.
There is our fine young prince. He has mounted Cossacks.
I'm going to die a bachelor.
Simka, listen to me. Luck is he's the hardest working, most sincere, most loving man I've ever met. Have you ever noticed how his face lights up just when you walk in the room? I mean, if you marry Latka, your lives will be very happy because you love each other. And you're both sweet, wonderful people. And he'll be devoted to you for the rest of your life. Simka, I've never met two people more suited to each other than you and Latka. What do you say? What do you say?
Hey, You have grabbed the nose of the Gewurzel and made me the happiest man alive.
And you?
Of course.
Continue to wait.
Okay.
Mama, you will give us your blessing tonight, won't you?
Lotka, you know better. It all depends on how she reacts when I tell her the Mertzik. You are still waiting?
You betcha.
Lotka, go now. You know no man has ever been allowed to hear what I'm about to tell her. Simka Doblitz?
Greta Gravis?
So, you want to marry my Lotka?
Yes, Mrs. Gravis. Oh, I love him.
Love?
Mrs. Gravis, I want so much to marry Lotka. And I want so much to hear the wisdom of my culture. Please, tell me the Mertzik.
Listen carefully to me, my child. I will tell you the Mertzik. Men are nothing but lazy lumps of drunken flesh. They crowd you in bed, get you all worked up, and then before you can say, is that all there is? That's all there is. They pass out smokes when you are still whimpering from pain of delivery. Your flaxen hair will become like dead grass. And your once firm breasts will fall to the floor.
Thank you. I will store that away.
Do you still want to marry my son, Lotka?
Almost more than ever.
Very well. But before I can give you my blessing to marry my beloved son, you must first kiss your mother-in-law on the cheek.
Okay.
You cannot walk on my son's furniture.
You won't bend?
Mother-in-laws are forbidden by tradition to bend.
This place certainly looks more cheerful. I hardly recognize it.
Yeah, well, I do. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like hell.
A sense of humor can cushion you from the harsh realities of life. It can also make you seem like a real bummer. Don't take me seriously. I'm flirting with you. Of course, I'm happily married, but an innocent flirtation can be harmless and pleasant and can reinforce our sexual identities.
She's fun when she lets her hair down, isn't she?
Yeah, I can't believe it. After all the problems, Lotka and Simka are finally going to get married. What a great day this must be for them, huh?
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, no. Oh, my
God.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Well, why are those women so unhappy?
Oh, they're lamenting the bride's future as slave to her husband. And the groom's burden of family responsibility, which will eventually crush him. You must be Lutka's American friends. Mm-hmm. I am Masha from Lutka's country.
Hey, Masha, how are you? Nice to meet you.
What about your accent?
Oh, I live in London, where I work as a weatherman for the BBC. I'll be translating the ceremony. Do you have any questions?
I can't think of any.
What about what is the most unusual thing about our ceremony?
Well, that's a good one.
The most unusual thing is that it's rather a test than a ceremony. If the bride and groom fail to answer any of the key questions, they can never be married. Mm. Well, thanks for asking. Aha, the priest is ready. Would everybody please be seated? Let the wedding of Lutka and Simka begin. The Honorable H.L. Gorky presiding. And now, the bride.
Oh, she looks so beautiful in her costume.
You're not gonna cry.
I don't think I can help it, Alex.
To truly understand the feelings and emotions of their mate, the bride and groom must marry in each other's clothes. And now, the groom.
You don't know how long I have waited to see you in your father's wedding dress.
The priest will now place a crown of rue on the bride's head. If she can walk amongst us without it falling, she will be proven a virgin, and the ceremony may continue.
Never been with a man. Never have I felt a man's warm, moist lips pressing against my waiting mouth. Nor have I felt the hot flesh of a lover turning at night, his muscular arm resting against my stomach, my breath coming quick, senses heightened. The air humid.
Simka.
Oh, I'm finished.
Raymond.
The priest has given his blessing and has signaled for the ritual of questions to begin.
Abi.
Question number one.
Kechni bab kechni amushkipa.
Who is it who is not your brother?
Konsko peternsni.
Yet he is your father's son. It is me.
Ibida.
That is right. Number two.
Tramask abi git agit.
What is the greatest gift one person can give to another. She said $5,100. That is right.
Dabi ibida.
You now have two right.
Habe san klebeb ibi.
Get this next one right.
E konska fulmits.
And I can pronounce you man and wife.
E plumits vinichku.
And the joyful dance of the plumits will begin.
Latka.
Latka.
Latka. Eskik wawa domaska beb.
There is a beautiful baby.
Eskik Simka.
And there is Simka.
Fiskabump plibaten.
Fiskabump plibaten?
Fiskabump plibaten.
A wild boar is charging.
Latka blanki abi.
You can save only one.
Ketchnibap.
Who do you save?
A kid! Simka.
Yourself!
Kid! Yourself! Latka!
Talakoseke Simka.
Ketchnibap nast. Sanklabeb mi puchki nast. Ha konska fulmits pa nast.
That was the wrong answer. You have failed the test. Oh. There will be no wedding.
Gretchni pa.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Wait! I will not allow this! What do some ancient questions have to do with two people who love each other? Luck is my life. If you will not marry us, then we will marry someplace else. We must be together.
Ebap mi likren.
That is exactly what the priest wanted to hear.
Ketchni olmi.
That was the final test.
Mistornski ornsni desk.
One of them had to stand up and demand to be married.
Latka, Simka. Trelo graba abelechku.
May the stars shine upon you.
Zenanonk.
And grant you many children.
Konska fulmats.
You are now husband and wife.
Hooray!
Come in! Come in!